I don't know what kind of tree this is, and I've tried looking it up and asking around, but I can't figure it out. I thought it was a dogwood because it had these white flowers, but I was informed by several people when I posted this with the title of dogwood that, no, that was wrong. It's not a dogwood. But whatever it is, I don't know. It's a pretty tree, though. Our neighbors have them down the block. There's a couple of them, and it's really cool to see them each spring. They just explode in these. It's like looking at a cloud sitting on top of a tree stalk. It's awesome. Everything is all white and green, and they're really cool trees. I wanted to take a picture of this phenomenon, these blossoms on the tree turning this brilliant white, but there were some problems. Like, there's too much going on. How do you isolate one particular subject for the viewers? In this case, I found one branch sort of sticking out, and there's all the white you see is another tree behind it that's in the yard, like, I don't know, 50 feet away. But this one branch that you're seeing in the photo was from a tree that was closer, and it was sticking out. So once I found this branch, there was some things to consider. Too large of a depth of field and everything would be cluttered. There'd be too much in focus. But too shallow of a depth of field and everything in the background would be so blurry that there's no sense of context. Given how this photo is composed, you can kind of tell that there's more in the background, maybe more of these same flowers. And in fact, that's exactly what it is. And I hope that's how it comes across, is that there's more of this same tree flower business going on in the background. I shot this at F4 using spot metering, which meant that the branch itself was properly lit, but everything behind was overexposed. And I had to bring it way down in post, which is the nice thing about working in RAW. You can get that data back. Whereas with JPEG, a lot of that data is thrown out and you can't really get it back. The sunlight was on the right. If you look, you'll see the flowers have this nice, almost backlighting to them. I like that the sun was coming from off of the right. This is in the evening, so the sun was setting. And it gave these flowers a nice glow to them. During midday, the lighting would have come down from straight on top. It would have kind of been harsh and not really interesting. But as it was, I like how it's kind of glowing. And man, when you're looking for a different way to take a photo, look at the lighting and look at how you can either manipulate the lighting or manipulate your subject if you can't control the lighting, which is the case here, especially when working with outdoors and available light. I took a lot of shots, but only a few turned out. And that's okay. It's fun to try this, especially because it's so fleeting. A couple days later and all these were gone. And had I not at least gone out to try, I would have missed this opportunity for a whole year. And I'd have to wait until April of 2014 to go and try again. So the lesson is, it never hurts to try. Time goes by so quickly, you might as well grab your camera and get out and go and shoot whatever it is that you're going to try and shoot.